Oh, of course. Yeah, they can still throw it. Good at it. Play pass shots and some of the quick game they do out of opened up formations. Tom's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, so when you have a guy directing it like that, obviously you're going to be very good at it. But the thing they really are doing is physically they're getting after people. They're winning the hitting battle in the trenches and running the ball, you know, right at people. With Blunt doing a large portion of the running, but all of their backs are capable. So, good group, and we're getting geared up for it.
Are you doing anything different?
You've met Tom Brady through your career many, many times. What in your mind sticks out as unique about the way he attacks a defense and the problems he creates for a defensive coach?
Yeah, I just think he's a good player. Prepares hard. They do a nice job with their scheme, and. You know, he's an accurate passer of the football, smart guy, competitive guy, and, you know, obviously a good player. So, you know, for us, we're preparing ourselves to go out and play good football, and that's all that we can control. It's our team against their team, and we want to find a way to do enough defensively to get the ball back for our offense and make sure that, that we put ourselves in position to win the football game. And so right now, we understand – you know, how big a challenge it is with a really good running game, with a really good quarterback, a lot of different weapons that can do things. And we're doing all we can to get ourselves prepared to go out and play our best. And that's really all that you do.
Are you doing anything different this time around going in as just the defensive coordinator as opposed to the interim head coach? Against the Patriots?
Yeah, a little less on my plate. Really, you know, not really changing a whole lot in terms of how we approach things, and so pretty consistent that way.
Coach, Tony Carter has had an up and down year. What do you need out of him this year?
Tony, well, we need everybody that's going to be up, corners, safeties, that are involved in and that get a uniform. Need them to help us win, help us play well. So I wouldn't isolate on any one guy. I think. You know, we've got a number of guys that will be up and used in different combinations, and the guys that play need to play well.
What have you seen from Marquise Ball?
I know our scouting department worked him out and signed him, and you know, I can't speak specifically to him a lot. I don't have a lot to share on him. I've been focusing primarily on the overall scheme of things, but I know that he has been working. We're trying to bring him up to speed, and he's a member of our football team, and you know we're getting him caught up not only with defense but special teams, you know, roles as well, and we'll see where that goes.
Where were you when you heard
it,
though?
How tough is it, man, to keep a guy like Champ involved and active in everything when he's had such a tough year injury-wise and figuring out what his role is?
I guess I wouldn't characterize it that way. I think he's a consummate pro. He's been strong from start to finish in terms of the way he approaches things. There was a tough stretch where, you know, where he wasn't available. The doctors didn't give him the green light. He's got the green light now. He's playing. And he's a good football player. So we're certainly glad we have him.
Where were you when you heard about John's heart thing? And what helped you get through that period as an interim coach?
Yeah, we were on our bye. Obviously I started getting a lot of texts and things like that, checked on them, and, you know, it's kind of been talked about a lot, but, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we just tried to stay the course and make sure that when he returned that that we'd be in position to continue to pursue our dreams, which ultimately is to play in the big game. And we're one step away from that, and right now all of my thoughts and all of our work and all of our attention is going towards the New England Patriots, and what we have to do to play well.
Coach, obviously it's an entire unit, but what are some of the problems that the Garrett line presents just the way the style of
the run? Big physical player, downhill runner, that's the biggest thing. I mean, he's a powerful back, and they're doing a great job opening holes, and he's doing a great job hitting them.
Jack, the last time you pretty much ran it down their throats. It didn't work out at the end, but it sounds like you're anticipating that's maybe what they'll try to do to you this time if they can. Maybe not challenging.
Well, they've run for, you know, 200 plus yards in the last three games. So that's definitely some of the tape that we're that's fresh in our minds. You know, they have made a concerted effort to be the more physical team and have done so. And so, you know, we understand that we can't allow that to happen.